Hello, I'm Liz Postlethwaite. I'm the Community and Education Director for the Library Theatre Company, and we're down at Capitol Theatre at Manchester Metropolitan University this week and next, doing the final 2 weeks of rehearsals for the latest show from our young actors company, which is called The Magnificent Tale of Emily Law and Arturo the Waterboy. And I'm here with two members of the cast, Charlie Delfinis.
Hi.
And Luke Johnson.
Hello.
And we're just going to tell you a little bit more about the show to kind of whet your appetite and to encourage you to come down to Capitol Theatre on the 6th and 7th of August to watch it. So Charlie and Luke, do you want to tell people a little bit about the story and a little bit about the process of how we've developed the story?
We looked deeply into freak shows because she thought like the Victorian era was quite a bit boring to start off with. So we looked into freak shows and then we built a story around these freak shows.
We got like a few characters, like we had a few exhibits. So we had the Siamese twins, which are in it. We had those from quite early on. We had the professor, and we needed a main story for like two people. So there's Emily and Arturo the Waterboy, and those two are completely different, but the lifestyles bring them together. They're very similar.
Yeah.
So the play really tells the story of Emily and Arturo. And Arturo is, he's an exhibit in a circus sideshow owned by a gentleman called the Professor, who Luke is playing. And Emily is a young girl who works in a mill in Manchester. And she comes to the circus and she sees Arturo and falls in love with him, or feels a real connection with him, because there's a similarity in how lonely they both feel.
The 21st of September, 1872. In the bedroom of a fine house in Manchester, a bouncing baby girl is brought into the world. She is not a welcome addition to the family.
There's other stories going throughout. There's a story of I'm Viola in the play, and the story of how she was brought up because she doesn't like telling anybody her story.
So do you want to tell a bit about what Viola's role is in the story, Charlie?
Viola's role is, she's sort of like a motherish role towards the rest of them, all the rest of the other acts, but she's quite hard-faced. She wouldn't tell anything. She doesn't really like showing that much emotion. She stays away from her old lifestyle, how she became into the circus, gets really angry about stuff. But you also see the other side of her, where she is nice and she wants something else and she wants someone else to be happy. So she helps the... we'll let you see it when you come.
And what about the professor? How would you describe the professor, Luke?
The professor is manipulative, sarcastic. He's a bit like a Fagin character. He basically brings all these people to the freak show who've never really lived a life, or if they have lived a life, they haven't been fantastic. And he persuades them to come to him, saying it's great, you'll love it, and basically he's just lying to them.
It isn't right for a girl of your age to be shut away day after day. It can't be good for your health to never go outside and get some fresh air or stretch your legs in wide open spaces. In fact, I'm not going to stand for it anymore. Let's go outside.
The whole project, the project's been funded by Heritage Lottery Fund, their Young Roots scheme, and the aim of Young Roots is to support young people to have more access to heritage. So the project, the show that we're going to be performing a week on Friday and Saturday, is the result of a long period of research where we've visited lots of heritage attractions, Manchester Museum, Museum of Science and Industry. We've been to Quarry Bank Mill, really researching how life was for people in Victorian Manchester. And we're also lucky enough to have Anne Featherstone from Manchester University come and talk to us about the reality of life in circuses, Victorian circuses. But we don't want to give too much away, because we hope that you're going to be able to come down and see the show, A Magnificent Tale of Emily Law and Arturo the Waterboy, which is on here at Capitol Theatre, Manchester Metropolitan University, on the 6th and 7th of August. You can either ring Key Tickets to book tickets or the Library Theatre Company, but all booking information is available on our website, www.librarytheatre.com.